Video: Turning Point USA Employee Attacked by Pro-Palestinian Mob. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 24, 2023. A staffer at the conservative student group Turning Point USA was attacked by a pro-Hamas mob near a pro-Israel rally in Skokie, Illinois, on Sunday, the organization said. The attack in the heavily Jewish suburb of Chicago, which included the staffer being hit with a flagpole, was caught on video. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk explained that his employee, Peter Christos, was violently attacked while he and another TPUSA staffer were trying to escort an elderly Jewish couple away from a pro-Israel rally. Watch below. On the way to their cars, they encountered pro-Hamas supporters who assaulted them, punched them repeatedly, and hit them with a flagpole before cops could pull them away to safety, Kirk continued. All of these thugs need to be arrested and charged with hate crimes, the TPUSA founder added. The attack occurred in Skokie, Illinois, a heavily Jewish suburb of Chicago that is home to more than a dozen synagogues. Additional video footage posted to social media shows moments before the attack, when Christos was thrown to the ground. Watch below. Peter Christos and his colleague were simply trying to do a good deed. They saw an elderly Jewish couple that was turned away from an overcapacity pro-Israel event and wanted to help keep them safe from a gathering pro-Palestine crowd outside the event, TPUSA spokesperson Andrew Colvett told Breitbart News. They're not even Jewish, but Christians who stand with Israel, the TPUSA spokesperson continued. It's absolutely unacceptable that America has violent mobs terrorizing Jews, their Christian friends, and pro-Israel gatherings. That should not happen in this country. And the fact that it is should be a wake-up call to our leaders about the type of people we allow to live here, Colvett added. This is a hate crime and we intend on doing everything we can to ensure these criminals are prosecuted. In a separate incident, a gunshot was fired into the air at a pro-Palestinian protest by a man claiming self-defense. Protesters have been acting out ever since the terrorist attack in Israel by Hamas on October 7, which left more than 1,300 Israelis dead, and also resulted in rape, beheadings, bodies being set on fire, and kidnappings perpetrated by the Palestinian terror group. As Breitbart News reported, the reaction from pro-Palestine students across the U.S. has also opened the eyes of many who now find themselves shocked to see how widespread anti-Semitism is on college campuses. The massacre of Jews in Israel has galvanized students across the U.S. into putting on pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations on their college campuses, with one student at Ohio State University even referring to the slaughtering of Jews by Hamas as a resistance movement. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.